Good morning. It is Wednesday, August the 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this morning. We're going to summit today. Wednesday, you know, is where we hit the top of the mountain. Or maybe it's the bottom of the valley. Either way, it's the day we shift gears in the week. It's a day for consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, as I was praying that prayer today, I just was thinking of many of you students out there who are part of the wake-up call, who are joining with us every day. I'm thinking of you. We're thinking of you as you're starting another school year. And we are praying consecration into and over and around you as you enter this new school year. More on that as we move along here. Our entry today is entitled On the Difference Between a Real Leader and the Person in Charge. Our text is Acts chapter 27, verses 18 through 26. Remember, we're in the midst of a massive storm and a ship that's in a massive struggle. Hear now the word of the Lord. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" The word of the Lord. That is amazing. I mean, that's Paul right there. That's stunning. Now consider this. At times, leaders hold recognized positions. Unfortunately, a lot of the time, and sadly, often in churches, the people who occupy recognized positions of leadership are not actually the leaders. Then there are leaders who do not hold recognized positions of authority. And that's the rub, isn't it? I'm coming to believe that positions can't actually hold authority. Only people can hold authority. Positions can carry responsibility, but they can't hold authority. The challenge is to match people who carry authority with positions of responsibility. That's the other rub. True authority only comes from deep humility. And people of deep humility aren't often vying for positions of leadership. The good news is they will lead, whether in position or not, and people will follow them. Sadly, they are often perceived as a threat to the positional leaders, not because they are a threat, but because the leaders are insecure. The leaders are insecure because they lack authority. And they lack authority because they lack humility. You see, the only authority a person can ever possess derives from their God-given identity, which is also the source of their security, which, when embraced, becomes their humility. This is the real leader. And once in a blue moon, the real leader is actually the person in charge. For all of this, I would cite as Exhibit 1A, the kings of Israel and Judah. Where do you see Paul in the present scenario among these options? The ship held 276 souls, some of them soldiers, many of them prisoners. Still others made up the crew and the captain, and finally, Julius the centurion. Paul held the distinguished rank of prisoner, yet today's text shows him clearly emerging as the leader of the ship. Remember, Paul warned the official leadership, Julian the centurion, and the ship's captain, not to proceed on the journey as planned. Below, I'll offer a few thoughts about the quality of real leadership drawn from Paul's life and evidenced in today's text. Number one, real leaders speak up, regardless of whether they hold positional leadership or not. I've heard people say, in order to qualify as a leader, you must have followers. Not necessarily. To qualify as a leader, you must speak up and provide leadership, whether people follow you or not. In this situation, Paul provided leadership that was not followed. His counsel, though not heeded, proved prescient. Number two, real leaders keep taking initiative despite being rejected. This is the test of a leader. It's too easy and quite typical for someone whose counsel is rejected to become an armchair quarterback and snipe at the people officially in charge. Yes, Paul did take a shot with his "I told you so" comment, but he went further and provided more leadership. Number three, real leaders understand their primary calling as putting courage into people, especially in crisis situations. Listen to Paul again on this point. "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed." Number four, real leaders do the hard work of cultivating holy instincts, which is to say, an imagination steeped in the, quote, "nothing is impossible with God," unquote, possibilities of the Holy Spirit. Angels abound for those with eyes to see. The Word of God always speaks to those with ears to hear. The eyes of faith see beyond the thin veil of the visible into the deep mysteries of the realm of the holy unseen. And finally, number five, real leaders risk it all on a word from God. They work from an authority beyond their own. They live with a boldness beyond mere grandiosity. From day one on the Damascus Road to yesterday's word from the angelic visitor, Paul banked everything on the living, active word of God. Would you like to be this kind of person? It's entirely possible. Answer that question. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And I know the secret, which isn't to try harder and harder to be better and better, but it's actually to surrender, to open up my life, to actually give my life to you as I receive your life in me. To that end, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. Yes, Jesus, I receive your humility. And I release all of the false identity, the false self that I've built up trying to establish my own sense of authority. Yeah, come Holy Spirit. Transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, that I might become the humble love of God, that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father, amen. In the journal prompts today, how might you articulate leadership thought number 6 and add it to the list of 5 above? Love to see that out on our Wake Up Call Facebook, our group out there. I'd love to see lots of number 6s. What do you make of this connection between deep humility and real authority? We're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing one that's a classic. I don't know if you know it. I didn't know it. I didn't grow up singing it. I started singing it probably about 30 years ago. It's number 313. It's one of the great Charles Wesley hymns. It's called "I Want a Principle Within." I want a principle within. So we're going to sing that here in just a minute as we close our time together. I just want to encourage you. I know some people who are listening to this probably maybe a little bit might have turned on themselves, and especially people who are listening who are in positions of responsibility, designated leaders, people who are holding roles and offices and different kinds of positions. And because I overstated my case. I just kind of said, sadly, too often, the people who are in the positions aren't the real leaders. And of course, we all know that's true. But I mean, come on, if you're listening to the Wake Up Call, you're probably approaching the real deal. You're becoming the real thing. I mean, you know, this isn't just fluffy morning chicken soup for the soul. This isn't a donut, you know. This isn't Krispy Kreme we're consuming together every morning. This is challenging teaching. It's not because of me. It's because of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. It's because of Jesus. I mean, when you get in His presence, you're going to be encouraged. But man, with that encouragement, it's going to come challenge. And I think we're all feeling that, especially those of us who find ourselves in positions of leadership. So the good news is all we have to do is just declare bankruptcy on that old way of what I would call false self leadership, a leader that feels insecure and as a result puts the focus on building up the image, right? What people see, what people think, focusing on that as opposed to delving deep into the identity. It's either image management, which is too common, or it's identity transformation. And that's where you get down to humility. Humility is simply, it's not thinking, it's not self-deprecation. It's actually just embracing the full reality of who you are, of who God made you to be as a son, a daughter. And see, from that place of true, deep humility comes real authority. Because your only authority, you're only really authorized to be who you really are. That's all we got. And that's enough with Jesus at the helm. So true authority comes from deep humility. And where that goes, what that leads to, brace for it, breathtaking love. You become a person of power because you become a person of love, the very love of God. That's what we're praying for here. So be encouraged, leader in position. You're becoming this. Claim it. Dive into it. Ask Jesus for it. And for those of us who aren't in position, which is more of us, just know, be encouraged. You're leading. You're leading from where you are. From the back, from the side, from underneath, from hidden, invisible places. It's all Jesus. All right, we've got to sing. This is why we need a principle within. Okay, we're going to sing all three verses. I want a principle within of watchful godly fear, a sensibility of sin, a pain to feel it near. I want the first approach to feel of pride or wrong desire, to catch the wandering of my will and quench the kindling fire. From thee that I no more may stray, no more thy goodness grieve. Grant me the filial awe, I pray, the tender conscience give. Quick as the apple of an eye, O God, my conscience make. Awake my soul when sin is nigh, and keep it still awake. Almighty God of truth and love, to me thy power impart. The mountain from my soul remove, the hardness from my heart. Oh, may the least omission paint my reawakened soul, and drive me to that blood again which makes the wounded whole. Amen. Well, that's what we're praying for, isn't it? Wholeness, deep wholeness, which comes from Jesus. It comes from the Spirit becoming our breath. And that's really, it's simple. It's challenging, but it's simple. Breathing in the Spirit, breathing in mercy, breathing out grace. Well, I better stop because I'll go on and on and on. Be encouraged today. Jesus has got this because Jesus has got you. Get your seeds, friends. Other people need to be encouraged to be who God has made them to be. And the way we do that is just by doing that ourselves. It's contagious. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.